Breakthrough.
You are now listening to Breakthrough News. It's 5 p.m. You're listening to Breakthrough News, and this is The Punch Out. We're following the news all day so you don't have to, giving you everything you need to know about what's in the headlines and what should be. And yes, we are back here on The Punch Out, 31st of August, 2022. Very happy to be back with you here on the show. Got plenty for you here on the show, as we always do. We're going to be talking about the popularity of unions in the United States, which is skyrocketing, and why that may be. Seventy 71% of Americans now approve of labor unions, the highest percentage in 60 years, and only a few percentage points off of the highest ever, according to the Gallup organization, who has done a yearly poll on this issue going back to the 1940s. Notably, this is despite the fact that only 16% of people in the U.S. live in a household with at least one union member. So clearly the benefits of unions are clear to huge numbers of people with only limited knowledge and involvement with the labor movement. Also notable along these lines is the fact that in the first 9 months of this year, 2022, the number of petitions filed with the National Labor Relations Board by workers looking to form unions was up 56% from the same period in 2021. In fact, the number of petitions submitted in just the first 9 months of 2022 was higher than the entire number of petitions submitted in fiscal year 2021. Bloomberg also noted about these numbers that, quote, unions prevailed in 641 NLRB elections in the first half of the year, according to Bloomberg Law's just released NLRB election statistics report. That's the highest first half win total for labor in nearly 20 years, end quote. Bloomberg also noted that, quote, 200 of those first half wins occurred in Starbucks workplaces. That means that unions have Starbucks workers to thank for 31% of their victories at the NLRB in the first half of 2022. But even if those 200 elections had never happened, the number of union wins in the first half of 2022 still would have outnumbered 2021's total of 355 wins, end quote. Overall, in the first half of 2022, about 43,000 workers were organized, with the largest wins being at Amazon, with about 8,300 workers, MIT, where nearly 4,000 graduate workers recently unionized, as well as Kaiser Permanente and Stanford Healthcare, where about 1,400 and 1,900 workers joined a union after elections this year. It isn't terribly surprising that unions are popular, given that their benefits are clear. As the Economic Policy Institute's research on the impact of unions on the working class notes, quote, unionized workers earn on average 10.2% more in wages than their non-unionized peers. The Economic Policy Institute also notes that the wage benefits that unions help promote are not just for union workers. In fact, in the 17 states with the highest union densities, the minimum wage is 19% higher, median income is $6,000 higher, and workers are more likely to have paid family leave and paid sick days. And on the sick days front, unions are also doing pretty well. EPI also notes that, quote, union workers also have greater access to paid sick days. 9 in 10 workers covered by a union contract, 92%, have access to paid sick days, compared to 77% of non-union workers. They go on to note that, additionally, quote, union workers are more likely to be covered by employer-provided health insurance. More than 9 in 10 workers are covered by a union contract, 95%, have access to employer-sponsored health benefits, compared to just 69% of non-union workers, end quote. EPI's data also reveals that unions play a major role in attacking bigoted disparities in our society, noting that, quote, Black and Hispanic workers get a larger boost from unionization. Black workers represented by a union are paid 13.1% more than their non-unionized peers. Hispanic workers represented by unions are paid 18.8% more than their non-unionized peers, end quote. They also go on to further note that, quote, hourly wages for women represented by a union are 4.7% higher on average than for non-unionized women with comparable characteristics, end quote. It is also worth noting that unfair labor practice claims that unions file against employers illegally trying to stop workers from organizing were up 14.5% in the first 9 months of 2022 compared to the first 9 months of 2021. And of course, companies violating the law in order to stop workers from forming unions happens pretty regularly. The Economic Policy Institute has also analyzed that companies, quote, were charged with violating federal law in 41.5% of all NLRB-supervised elections in 2016 and 2017. And then they also noted that, quote, employers were more likely to be charged with violating the law where there were larger bargaining units. More than half, 54.4% of employers in elections involving more than 60 employees, roughly 25% of elections, were charged with violating federal law. Union busting is also big business. There are some estimates that employers spend nearly $340 million per year hiring quote-unquote union avoidance advisors to help them prevent employees from organizing. Either way, it doesn't really seem to be money well spent, as workers are increasingly seeing the power and the value of unions and increasingly organizing with them to improve their living conditions. That's the punch out for today. We're with you Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. here in New York East Coast Standard Time, 2 p.m. in Los Angeles Pacific Standard Time, and 9 p.m. GMT. And of course, you can support everything we do here at Breakthrough News at patreon.com/breakthroughnews. It's your patronage that keeps all of our offerings here at Breakthrough News moving forward. And of course, you can check us out across all your social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at BT Newsroom.